Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
Pull up some dust and sit down.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
Pedro Fernandez.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios here in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course, the reigning, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Airways. So glad you could join me for this hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Of course, comes to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite, SB Nation Sports, and a plethora of other internet platforms. We're talking boxing, MMA in this hour, of course. Talking a little boxing history as well. Of course, we've got our house historian. We'll go to Bill Owen in a little bit. Straight up, all kinds of boxing, MMA for the next hour here on Sports Byline. You can join us on the toll-free if you dare. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. That number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Top rank, looking to come back June the 9th, of course, was Shakur Stevenson, one of the future stars of boxing. No doubt about that. This kid is really talented. As I said earlier, if he can stay out of trouble outside of the ring, he will be a star inside the ring. Of course, it's going to go down June the 9th from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas on ESPN and ESPN+. Plus. Of course, the UFC's got a deal, or hope to have a deal with Nevada. Evidently, that's all going to be determined by an athletic commission meeting coming up in the next week. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk live worldwide.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two, of course, of the Sunday edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. But for my folks in Honolulu, Hawaii, of course, 8 o'clock in the morning back there in the 50th state. Straight up, this is... I'm getting... I'll go straight to the text here before... I've got a guest, of course. We'll go with Brent Carter in a couple minutes. But I've got a couple of texts coming in here, and we'll go to some history before we... get to Mr. Carter here, and I'm not going to answer this. This one from Minnesota, I can't answer it on the air. I think that's a little bit too crude, and I'm not even going to try to go with that. Bottom line is, who I think's the hottest fighter in the world right now? Probably Tyson Fury. I mean, come on, he's got the command of the entire world. He's a world heavyweight champion. He came off that beating of Deontay Wilder, of course, a few months ago. I mean, he's still... If he wasn't locked up as far as his quarantine is concerned, I think he'd be making headlines. Of course, he's talking about fighting Anthony Joshua in his next fight, making Wilder step aside. Of course, that's been the ploy all along for Wilder to step aside and get step-aside money. In other words, he has this rematch clause, and you put this rematch clause in there, and you're never really going to want the rematch because you got beat up so bad the second time, you know, that Tyson Fury should have been arrested for domestic violence. I mean, the cops should have been waiting for him. They should have hooked him up when he got out of the ring. There should have been no post-fight press conference. He should have went to jail for beating Deontay Wilder up that bad. And then he punked him out by knocking him down with a body shot. I mean, in all the history of heavyweight boxing, and I go back a little ways, maybe not to the Jack Dempsey days, but I go back a little ways, I can't ever remember seeing a film, a heavyweight film, of a heavyweight champion being punked out and knocked down by a body shot. Now, if I'm wrong, correct me. Send me a text, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And, yes, I was into the fist bump before Obama did it. Why? Because I'm a bit of a germ freak. And Archie Moore told me in 1992, Archie Moore, of course, that's when I started that almost fight between him and the other legendary light heavyweight champion, Bob Foster. When Bob Foster told me Archie Moore couldn't hit me in the ass with a ping pong paddle. So I went in the other room and I was sitting down with Archie Moore. I said, you know, Bob Foster just told me you couldn't hit him in the ass with a ping pong paddle. Well, Archie got up and took his cufflinks off. I thought it was a joke at first. And he took his cufflinks off. I said, well, you know, the old man's bluffing, right? No. Then he took his hat off. I said, wait, this is getting a little serious here. Then he took his tie off. Whoa, Archie, got stop. No, man, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to take care of this. Anyway, back to Archie Moore and the hygiene. The fight didn't happen between him and Bob Foster. Thank God. Of course, that was in Canisou, New York, 1990. International Boxing Hall of Fame. But Moore did tell me about the fist bump, this and that, and why he did the fist bump, because you never know where somebody's hands have been, son. And I think he's got a point there. So I was doing this stuff long before the Obama bump, and now, of course, the coronavirus, now it's an elbow bump. I don't even want to touch elbows anybody. Sorry, babe. I just don't want to, unless you're my old lady, I don't even want to touch you. At the end of the day,
You got to be cautious. Got to be safe. Speaking of safe and cautious, one of the boldest moves in the world of vocals. I'm talking about former lead singer for Tower of Power, of course, the current singer of the Average White Band, a.k.a. AWB. I'm talking Mr. Brent Carter's in the house. Brent, how's life treating you, my brother?
Life is treating me pretty good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm surviving. Of course, I'm soloing. I have a lifestyle. How can I put this? I go to the gym, I work out, and I go to the grocery store, and I eat food, and that's probably about it. So I really don't have to be hanging out with people and doing all kinds of crazy stuff during this social distancing thing. And I think it was so cool that you guys came out with that social distancing version of What Is Hip to sort of show that everybody can still be hip, but we could be doing it via social distancing.
Right. You could do it. It was, you know what? It was just basically, you know, all of us, we travel when, you know, when we're working. Mm-hmm. So we're all home doing nothing. I'm basically a loner anyway, so I'm good by myself. But, you know, weeks at home, you got nothing to do. And, you know, I had the track sitting around, so I just, you know, I hit up a few guys to see who wanted to be down. And we just do it together. And it was kind of hip. You know, people seem to like it, so it was cool.
You know, we got together for that fight card in Detroit. Of course, you brought your family members in there for Nassim Ahmed, and that was a memorable night, no doubt about that. And I mean, I look back at it. It's hard. Was that 1997?
No.
2004?
No, it was 2002 or 2003.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's when I was the king of Motown. That's when I had it going on in Motown, baby. I had it going. Yeah, I did. Hey, you know what's so cool about Motown is that I'm known to smoke a little cannabis now and then, and the guy that the guy that ran the funeral parlor right next to Hitsville, USA, I'm talking about the Motown Studios, his name was Frank. Anyway, so I used to hang out with him when I went to Detroit, and he would tell me all these Motown stories. Man, it was like, oh, God. And Emmanuel would say to me, why are you going to, Emmanuel Stewart, a Detroit native, never been to Hitsville, USA, never been down there, said he was going to go with me time and time again, never went. But he said, why do you go there? Why do you keep going down there to Motown, man? Because I'm hanging out with the dude next door. But he told me so many different Motown stories. I mean, he was a funeral director. I don't know if you've ever been to Hitsville, USA, Brent, but right next door to Berry Gordy's house there on Grand Boulevard was a funeral parlor. It's still there.
Wow. No, when we went there, the band all went there one day, and I was, you know, I was resting my voice, so I didn't go. But I'm going to have to make it there next time I go to Detroit. I'm in Detroit a couple of times a year. Do you remember that night Kevin Kelly was there?
Yeah.
You know, we went to dinner afterwards. That was a good night talking to everybody.
Well, it was old school boxing still. I mean, it was old school boxing still. And, you know, I mean, the old school guys were still around. Talk about Bob Arum and Don King, guys that were still running boxing. And, you know, now we're 2020, 15 years faster. And I guess there's still Don Kings and Bob Arums around. Of course, Bob Arum's still rock and rolling, 86 years old, man. You got to give him some props.
Yeah, you gotta give him for props to stand in the game that long. But what I do like that's different now, is that boxers are doing promoting now, and boxers are, it's great to see, Mayweather and De La Hoya's company, and seeing all those guys in the ring, seeing boxers profit from boxing.
Well, you know,
that's something that I like. Yeah.
Well, my big knock on the USC, and of course, having been a former policeman here in San Francisco, I know a little bit about pimps and hoes. And, I know that the current USC structure, the way it's laid out, is that 8 to 12% of the paper, of the USC dollar goes to the talent. So that means if I was a pimp and I was working my hoes in San Francisco, do you think I could tell them to go out there and charge $100 and give them $8? Couldn't do it. But you have to do it in the UFC because you got no other way out. I think it's a cold world. I think it's a monopoly. I think that Dana White's the biggest pimp in the history of the world.
He really is. And I'm just hoping that maybe De La Hoya. I mean, I think he wants to go up against them. You know, all it is branding. And if you can get somebody, another brand, they tried Pride or whatever, but all you need is another brand to go up against them. And if you start, you know, make some money, you start paying the top fighters more money, then, you know, they'll have to come to the table or people won't fight for them anymore.
But you know,
cause, I mean, that's where the big money is now, is in UFC.
You know, yeah, but what kills me is that The USC put the name is bigger than the fighter. I never understood that.
Right.
The world heavyweight champion is Stipe Miocic, right? But people don't know that. People know the USC heavyweight championship. They don't know the Miocic thing. So, like, you know the world heavyweight champion of boxing is Tyson Fury and maybe Anthony Joshua of some sanctioned bodies. But what I'm trying to say is you know the difference, and the athlete gets paid for what he represents in boxing, but in the UFC, man, 8 to 12%. Can you imagine a promoter? I mean, you're a musical act, bro. You're blowing into town. You bring your band into town. You guys like sell the joint out, and the promoter's going to give you 8% of the house.
Yeah, I guess that's what they have to deal with. You know, that's, you know, it's a. I guess, yeah. Other than that, they you know, they'll still be fighting in backyards like they were doing a couple of years ago.
Well, you know, my man, Jorge Masvidal, of course, the pirate of the UFC, he was fighting in backyards with Kimbo Slice on YouTube years ago and that kind of stuff. But he's refined his skills. He sold out MSG. He sold out the Garden right across from the Penta Hotel, Pennsylvania. He sold out the Garden, and he did $42 million, I think, in pay-per-view money as far as the company was concerned, and he got $500,000.
I guess that's the way Dana White wants it. He doesn't want them to be stars. He wants to be the star of the show and just keep on making all the money. It's highway robbery, but I mean, the boxing was like that, you know, to some extent years ago, where the promoter made all the money. And even if you did sign for a good check, by the time, you know, the promoter, I won't even say his name, you know, started taking your money out for training.
Are you trying to throw, are you throwing rocks at my buddy Don King?
I didn't say any names. By the time you charge everybody, the guy made a $7 million check, he goes away with, you know, $400,000.
Oh, Brent Carter on boxing. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
So you want to jump out your trick bag, ease on into hip bag, but you ain't just exactly sure what's hip. You started to let your hair go, spend big bucks to top your wardrobe, but somehow you know there's much more to the trip. What is hip? Tell me.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Come on, everybody. It's time to ask the ultimate eternal question, social distancing style. What is hip?
Greg Reed, Larry Brad, me, Tommy Bolton, Ellis Hall, and what? Hubert Todd. Come on. Thank you, Mimi.
Man, that is quite an ensemble there of Tower of Power lead singers, of course, put together by Brent Carter, the What Is Hip Social Distancing, doing well on YouTube, no doubt about that. Check it out. What Is Hip Social Distancing Style on YouTube.com. Now, Brent Carter, I'm looking at the internet here, and it says Brent Carter is among the most criminally unsung singers of soul. Criminally unsung. What does this writer mean by that? Do you know?
I think he means, well, you know what that is, you know. I paid somebody to do my biography, and that's what he does for a living. So, but he wrote that I'm one of those guys that, you know, people might know my voice or hear me on stuff, but, you know, walk past you every day and have no idea what you do, you
okay,
know.
Okay, good point.
I'll tell you what's funny like that. Like, did a concert in Atlanta maybe about 6-7 years ago, and a couple of days later, got together with someone, you know, a couple of guys who, you know, our kids play football together. And they were like, man, we just saw an average white band. I swear to God, that dude looked exactly like you. I said, come on, man, that was me. That was like, you lying. He said, he did look like you. That's what I was like, he said, man, I didn't know you were an average white band. I said, yeah, we've been friends all this time. I said, but I don't know what you do either. So, you know, people that know me don't even know, you know, nor do they care what I do. So,
you know, I've been all over the world. I've been to 34 countries. You've probably been to more than that. But the number one spot in the entire world for me is Cali, Colombia. Where is the number one spot for Brent Carter in the world?
The number one spot in the world. Well, I love the restaurants in San Francisco. Uh-huh. So San Francisco is one of the places. Well, then again, I don't even know if they're still there because they're so expensive. I like New Orleans, and I like Paris. I like Amsterdam.
Okay.
Amsterdam, I like too.
But you're not a
woman. You would love Amsterdam.
I was in Amsterdam once. Check this out. We went to, we did a thing in Spain with Don King. We were in Spain with Don King, and I said to him, I'm going to Amsterdam. Stay away from the hoes, Pedro. Stay away from the hoes. Okay, Don. I couldn't wait to get there, right? Anyway, but the bottom line was, there was weed and there was hash available, all this kind of good stuff. So we got on the boat, we're going back to Spain, and Don came with us, but he didn't partake or anything like that. He was rummaging around Holland with us and this and that. But it was quite an adventure, and everybody knew who he was. I mean, it was sort of like, it was like traveling with Ali. That hair! You know what I mean? Everywhere we went. Man,
you know what? He's the original brander guy. I mean, he's a brand. Don King is a genius at that. He knew about branding long before everybody else, long before Michael Jordan. He, you know, he put his hair up and he, you know, he started talking his stuff and he's a brand and he's, you know, I don't have no hate for Don King. He every dollar he has, he made it.
I'll say this, and people knock him. You know, I worked for him. I've worked around him. I mean, I enjoyed his wisdom. Did he scream at me a couple of times? Yeah, did I have it coming a couple of times? More than a couple of times. Anyway, but the bottom line was, he paid me well. He hired a nanny for my daughter when I did events for him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he did the whole nine yards. Don went out there, and listen, he made sure it was done. It wasn't like, hey, Pedro, I mean, it wasn't like he had some schlep do it. He would say to me, hey, did he get that nanny thing together?
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and people think, listen, you got to go with the way people treat you. I'm not Tim Witherspoon, right. Okay? I didn't ask, right. and a lot of people bring up that Witherspoon thing, but you have to realize that Witherspoon got about $400,000 or $500,000 in fronts. You, I mean, you can't wow. get, you can't get, I mean, if you get a $1 million purse and you get $500K in fronts, and you only got, and you got $500K left, I mean, then you gotta pay your taxes, you gotta pay this, you pay that.
You gotta pay your manager.
Yeah, you gotta pay your manager, and of course, managers and trainers and cut men and all that kind of good stuff.
Your dentist.
Hopefully not your dentist. Hopefully not your, hey, so what do you think about Mike Tyson coming back? Larry Merch is not too amused by it.
That is the most ridiculous, you know what the worst thing about it is, the people around him encouraging him. That's a damn mess. 20 years ago, his reflexes were shot. How's he going to come back at 53? And the thing is, you know, what, and this is what I try to tell people. You know, he can walk down the street. He can beat me up. He can beat you up. He can beat up people who aren't professional fighters. But if he goes in there against anybody, he's going to get killed. And I said to someone, I said, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Do you think that he could lose weight and go down to 210 pounds and start playing professional basketball again right now at his age? Absolutely not. You know, and I said, what I think happens is that, you know, he looks at boxing on TV, and when he sees it, he can see what Wilder's going to throw before he throws it. He can see what Tyson Fury throws. He can see it, and he knows what he would do. But if you get in that ring, you can see it, but you're not, his reflexes will be gone. And he'll be thinking it, but his arms won't be moving. He'll get killed. It's ridiculous. People need to tell him, look, Mike, we love you. He's got to, you know, stop being around a bunch of yes people that agree with everything you say. Look, Mike, we love you. You had your time. Go train somebody, you know, and keep working out. But you can't get in there and fight.
You know,
he's going to get carried out of the ring, and everybody's going to talk about, we knew he shouldn't have done it.
I was only,
he shouldn't get out there.
I was only 4 years removed, and I said to myself, well, I'm going to get myself back in shape. I'm going to get to the pool. I get my hands fast. I hold 9 years. I do the road work. I run the hills. I'm getting ready. I went back to the gym, and I got licked like a stamp.
Yeah.
I was old, like, man. Oh, and you're right as far as pulling that trigger is concerned, because the dude's right there, and you're sitting there looking at the guy before the bell rings. You're saying to yourself, this dude's a chump. This is going to be right. easy. You know what I'm saying? And then you find yourself in there fighting for your life.
Right. And that's the thing. He might be in great shape. And his mind, I'm sure, when he's watching stuff, you know, when he's watching it on TV, he's like, he's about to throw a left hook. All he got to do is step to the side and hit him here. But he'll be thinking that, but he'll get killed. His reflexes aren't there to be fighting, and he'll get hurt.
You know,
he'll get hurt. He'll be the one up like Jerry Quarry.
You know,
it'll be a damn shame.
Yeah, Quarry, it was his birthday last week. Larry Holmes told me one time, he said that you can, he said it's too bad you couldn't sit back and be 10 years older when you 10 years older while you're boxing. As soon as he goes, cause I know more about boxing after I retired than I did ever when I was boxing. Cause I got to be able to sit down and think about it and put it in a different perspective in this net. And he's got a whole lot of points, cause I used to come up with all these little different training ideas after I was retired.
Right. Right. And you know, there's only one person that was just like a phenom when he got older, I think is Bernard Hopkins. Who, you know, he stayed in shape. He always, and he never took a lot of punches either, you know. So Bernard Hopkins could fight well into his 40s. But even him, you know, when he got older, you know, the guy from Long Island knocked him out.
Joe Calzaghe. Calzaghe almost killed him.
Yeah, smashed his freaking head on the cement. And he's in great shape, you know. Come on, I think it's ridiculous. And everybody's gassing up Mike Tyson on Facebook, saying he can beat these guys. He cannot beat these guys. He just go out there and get hurt. And I love Mike Tyson. That's the last thing I want to see is him get carried out of the ring.
Okay, Brent Carter, lead singer of the Average White Band, AWB. There aren't any record stores anymore. How do bands sell records? Do you sell records?
You know what? I'll tell you this. We sell CDs. With Average White Band, we sell them at the gigs. No knock to Tower Power. I love Tower Power. You know, it's my star. But we were on Epic Records. You got your money up front, a little bit of whatever you got, and that was it. You never got any other money. At Tower, they sell their gear and stuff at the gigs, and we sell our stuff at the gigs. And, you know, we actually get money from it. I make more money on the CDs that we sell to kids than I ever made before. So, I mean, people download stuff. Basically, when you put out a product now, you know, especially, I guess, our generation, you know, you just want it for promotion so that people come to the shows. And when people come to the shows, we have tons of CDs to sell. And, you know, sometimes, like, when we're in, you know, in England, there's a line, you know, going around forever. We can sell a couple hundred, you know, 300 CDs in a night.
In San Mateo, you know, there's a line.
Yeah, so we, you know, we wind up doing, you know, we wind up, you know, making pretty good money on the CD sales.
You know,
so that's how you make them now, you know, doing like that. Okay. You know, but you guys out in California, like Too Short, you know, they're the original guys selling it out of the, selling records out of the trunk of a car. You know, they invented that game.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you gotta respect that.
I gotta wrap things up here, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I mean, I respect you as a man. I respect you as a father, a husband, a singer. What can I say, man? You get nothing but accolades from Pedro Fernandez, and you know that.
Appreciate you, brother. And, tell, Lenny Williams I said, hey.
Oh, I know. I know. Listen, man. Everybody's an individual. You know that.
Yeah, but you know, but he's the king, though.
I know
he's the best. He's the best that ever done it.
Well, the whole point.
I got nothing but love and respect for Lenny Williams.
I can't say nothing about that. I'm just gonna keep it between you and me. But I love you, Brent.
Love you right back, brother. You be safe.
The great Brent Carter on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. We come to you Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. Of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and of course, the American Forces Network and SB Nation Sports. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If it feels right.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Oh, oh.
Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline Full Synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes racism works out in black people's favor. Now, it doesn't happen often. It happens very rarely. But when it happens, it is f***ing sweet. I'm serious. It's one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas. And I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the f***ing ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out. Because he was Chinese. I was like, why is he talking like that? He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. I thought I was the only brother. I looked over. There was one other black dude. He was from Nigeria. I looked over at him. He was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say 2 words to me. He just looked at me. He was like... He didn't need to talk. I know just what he's talking about. I look right back at him. That's right. Some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us. They were like, "Oh my God, I think those black guys are going to try to save us." We were just communicating that we understood the situation. We were both seeing the same thing. What we understood was simple. Terrorists don't take black hostages. That's the truth. I have yet to see one of us on the news reading the hostage letters. They is treating us good. We all chilling and I'd like to give a shout out to Ray Ray and Big Steve and Jason Newport.
You're not going to see it.
They know black people's bad bargaining chips. They called the White House.
"Hello? We have got 5 black... Hello?"
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
From AWB to the Tower of Power, of course, Brent Carter, one of the only guy ever to be lead singer for both bands. Man, both Tower of Power, of course, he celebrated, he was with Tower for most of the 1990s, took over for Tommy Bowes, I think in 1994, 1995, and of course, went on his separate ways, and of course, he's now the lead singer for the Average White Band. He's been with them, I think, for about 15 years as well. Of course, Brent's never unemployed. He's always working. Of course, he's so talented. And he threw that shot at Lenny Williams. Of course, let me tell you what's going on there. They did the What Is Hip social distancing version that you heard a little bit earlier, and Lenny Williams didn't take part. So I think Brent was trying to say, "Hey, hello there, my brother." Anyway, Emmanuel Navarrete coming back. Of course, the best fighter in all of Mexico. That right? That includes Canelo. He's once beaten fighter, now 31-1, 27 KOs, the most active champion, of course, in the in boxing. And I think he's defended that title 6 or 7 times in the past couple of years. Straight up, Emmanuel Vaquero Navarrete taking on a guy by the name of, forget who, it doesn't matter who he is. Doesn't matter, Mr. Caballero. It looks like it might be some a Caballero or a Sanchez or something like that. Doesn't matter who shows up. He's licking everybody. Straight up, he's the best fighter out of Mexico, and I mean that. Seriously, I mean, he is incredibly talented, and the better he gets, as the older he gets, I think he's the better he gets. Of course, he's going to grow into 126 pounds, I think, and eventually end up at 130, but at 122, he is a king, without a doubt. Speaking of kings, 135, everybody wants to talk about lightweights. Of course, these guys are throwing shots back and forth. Ryan Garcia is my guy at lightweight, of course, along with Teofimo Lopez, both those guys undefeated. Lopez 15-0, of course, the IBF title holder, and of course, Vasyl Lomachenko, considered the champion at 135 pounds. He's 14-1, having lost that one fight early on to Orlando Salido when he got mugged, but he came, didn't, you know, Got to tell you, he learned in that fight. What happened was he went into a fight, you know, weighing about the same as the other guy. And the other guy said, no, I'm not going to come in at the weight. I'm going to come in a few pounds heavier. And then after coming in a few pounds heavier, he went out and gained another 10 or 12 pounds. So when Orlando Salido finally got in the ring with Vasyl Lomachenko, he beat him down like you wouldn't believe. I mean, he beat him down like a dog. Anyway, Teofimo Lopez and Lomachenko were supposed to hook it up in May. That fight obviously didn't happen. The main thing going against Lomachenko is his age. The miles on that odometer. I mean, come on, man. His car's got to be getting old. Two-time world amateur champion now, a professional, 32 years old, straight up, good fighter, no doubt about that. Pound for pound, maybe the best. Maybe the best. But, 32 years old, Lopez, 22 years old, 15 and zip. That's going to be a good fight. Lopez, a 5-1 underdog in the bookmakers, in the minds of some bookmakers. And I think they're blowing that a little bit. I don't think he's a 5-1 underdog. But like Larry Merchant once told me, when I told him that Alexis Arguello was a 5-1 underdog to Julio Cesar Chavez, he said to me, Pedro, it doesn't matter whether he's a 5-1 or a 10, is he going to win? I mean, is the guy's favorite going to win? And 9 out of 10 times, or 99% of the time, the guy favorite does win. As far as the lightweight is concerned, you've got Gervonta Davis, the Tank. Of course, he's a champion as well. He's 25 years old. He's a southpaw. He sort of brings that left-handed punching power to the, I mean, he's like, I think, like 23-0, like 21 knockouts. He can really rock, but then he's got some problems outside the ring. If he can keep that together, I think he can be a formidable foe at 135 pounds. Or can he stay at 135? Will he eat his way out of 135? Lopez, Teofimo Lopez, is already saying, you know, I've only got one more year or less than a year left at 135 before he wants to make the move to 140 pounds. Well, guess what, pal? Moving up in weight ain't all that glorious. I moved up in weight, and I found out I went back down in weight. Remember that? I remember dying to make 139, dying to make the junior welterweight limit. I mean, cutting off arms and legs and enemas and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, getting it done, okay? Making the weight. And then saying to myself, you know, I could beat these guys, these welterweights. I beat them up in the gym. So ain't no big thing, right? So, you know, they put me around California. They sent me down to the valley. And I tried out fighting at welterweight, 147, 148 pounds. I wasn't that heavy. I was like 142, 143. But the guys I was fighting, we'd say, you know, we'll fight anybody less than 150 pounds. Anyway, so I fight these bigger guys, and I beat these bigger guys up. And I say to myself, well, you know, they're slower, they're bigger. This is easy. Yeah, until I went to the National Golden Glove Championships and fought Ernie Chavez, that southpaw left hand. Of course, he weighed in 147, and he weighed in, and he had long hair. When he weighed in at 147, we weighed in like on a Sunday or a Monday, or maybe a Tuesday. And he weighed 147 pounds, and there was steam coming off his body. So obviously he had some problems making the weight. He was in a sauna or something like that. Anyway, so when he gets in the ring with me on Saturday, I think it was on Saturday, Friday or Saturday. And when he gets in the ring with me, I told my trainer, hey, that ain't the guy. What do you mean that ain't the guy? That ain't the guy. First, he got a haircut. Okay, he shaved, he got a haircut. So he changed his look that way. But he gained 15 pounds. Holy cow. I mean, this guy was looking across. It was like man against midget. I mean, yeah, I look like the midget. I kid you not. So when you move up, and I got looked like a stamp in the second round. I got hit so hard, man. I'm telling you, I woke up. I looked up, and I saw at least four or five guys, maybe a half a dozen. I kid you not. When you see a multiple people in the ring, that's how that guy Alfred Sixhead Lewis got that name. Alfred Sixhead Lewis, the former WBA champion for just a minute. How did he get that name? He knocked guys down, they get up, and they see six or seven guys across the ring. That's how he got the name Six Heads. Anyway, bottom line is boxing, rock and roll, and I think the lightweight division is the place to be. As far as Ryan Garcia is concerned, of course, he's my guy. And the reason why I say he's my guy is, of course, from Los Angeles, California. He's 20-0. I think he's got it all going for him. He's got the looks. He's got the mannerisms. He's got 2.4 or 2.8 million people following him on Instagram. In other words, he can sell tickets. There's no doubt about it. He sold out the Honda Center down there in Anaheim, California. Sold that place out in like 15 minutes. Okay. He was going to sell out the Forum to fight some shtick. Some Shamo in July, okay, and that ain't going to happen, obviously. So the super fights are now going to happen. These BS fights are going to be put out the way. In other words, it's time for guys like, you know, I hate to put it to you, man, but the guy from San Francisco right here, Devin Haney, the internet champion, that's what they call him. That's what they're calling him, the WBC champion. Of course, they gave him the belt. He was, like, injured or something like that. He couldn't defend the title. Somebody else came in and took the title. But then they say, well, you're our champion in recess or something. You can't have a champion in recess. Come on, like a president in recess or something like that. My producer's in recess. He's not here. Who's going to produce the show? Don't happen. No, ain't going to happen that way. Devin Haney, of course, a talented fighter, skipped the amateur levels, went pro. I like his attitude, but, you know, come on, man. You know, step it up. Step it up. Don't fight any more schmoes. These guys have got to fight each other. Haney, as I said, 24-0. Of course, Garcia, 20-0. Lomachenko, 14-1. Teofimo Lopez, 15-0. Gervonta Davis, 23-0. 21 wax. Okay. Other guys, maybe Leo Selby, 28-2. And not too, no, too big on Selby. But the bottom line is 135 pounds is rocking and rolling. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I really think this is a division that people should be keeping an eye on. Forget the welterweight division. Earl Spence, of course, they're talking about him coming back and fighting in July. Of course, he was the guy that flipped his car over at 95 miles per hour or something like that in Dallas in the latter part of last year as far as the DUI thing is concerned, and he walked away or he was carried away. But the bottom line is he'll never be the same. And if you want to give me a guy to fight, please let me. I will come. You know, Mike Tyson wants to come back and fight people. Too bad that Earl Spence, that he wasn't a welterweight, because that would be the guy I would tell him to come back and fight. Come back and fight Earl Spence. The guy survived a car wreck, a 95-mile-per-hour car wreck. You know what that means. He ain't going to be the same. I would love to fight. I would love. Sign me up. At my age almost, sign me up. I couldn't make 147. That's the problem. But no, seriously, I think Earl Spence is damaged because we're talking about him and Terrence Crawford finally going at it in September is some type of welterweight showdown. I'll believe it when I see it. As far as the rest of the welterweight is concerned, nobody really matters at 147. As far as 160 concerned, oh, wait, I got to do some boxing history before we get out here or my house historian is going to shoot me. I'm talking about Grandmaster Billow. Today, take that back, May 27, 1983, Marvin Hagler knocked out Wilfred Cipriani in the fourth round. I think that was in Rhode Island. And, of course, he added the IBF belt. Of course, that was a newly created IBF belt back in 1983. Of course, the International Boxing Federation came into play about that time. They were under the there used to be the United States Boxing Association. They decided they would go worldwide, and they got their president, Bob Lee. Of course, Bob Lee Sr., to be the president. He was a founder and the president. He was the same guy that I went to in 2000, 2001, when I went to him in the 90s. I went to him in Atlanta, GA, and I said to him, listen, man, I saw a film of you being taking money, taking a bribe. What are you talking about, Pedro? I said, I saw a film of you taking a bribe in a hotel room. You took a bribe, and you were counting the money. And he had a heart condition. Bob Lee had a heart condition, right? So he started popping these nitroglycerin pills right in front of me, right here on the stage. We're at the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, we're going to watch Von Bean challenge Evander Holyfield for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's basically Evander Holyfield's home turf coming from Georgia. And I remember telling Bob Lee that night, that, you know, Bob, you're going to jail. Bob did end up going to jail. Bob would not rat out Don King. Bob would not rat out Bob Arum. Bob wouldn't rat anybody out because of the fact that I think they were taking care of his family. More power to him. So he went to jail, and he spent like 4 or 5 years. He got out at the age of like almost 80. He's still living. He's like 85, 86 years old. I kid you not, he's still alive. But that is the International Boxing Federation and how it came to play. I kid you not. People ask me, how do these sanctioning bodies get started? That's how the IBF got started. It was a spinoff of the United States Boxing Association. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA, as I said earlier. Oh, I want to mention this. The Australian Boxing Committee lost one of their former two-time world title challengers, Hector Thompson, passed away at the age of 70 this week. He had been in poor health for years. He was their Commonwealth champion, and he was a pretty guy. I mean, he defeated some world-class guys like Jimmy Hare and Carlos Jimenez, Raul Montoya. He was a pretty good fighter. 73 wins, 12 losses, 2 draws, 20 KOs. Not a big puncher. Died at the age of 70. He was in poor health, and that wasn't a coronavirus type of issue. As far as the rest of the world is concerned, you can always check out what the WBO is doing. In fact, the WBO president, the Honorable Francisco Paco Valcarcel, thinks that boxing won't get back to crowds until we've got a vaccine. So that's interesting. Anyway, you can always check out what the WBO is doing at WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Here's a spin from the Great American Soul Book, Tower of Power 2006. Larry Bragg's on lead. How did Larry Bragg get the gig? I got it for him. But I know I'll never get to love unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Gotta take me with you. Please take me with you. Yes.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't get too high. I don't get too low. And I think it is a test of kind of faith and kind of working through adversity.
As we come back with the Mannix theme, man, that's dating me, no doubt about that. Timestamp, 1968. Oh, Frank Guzmo, my buddy over there in the trainer from King's Gym over in Oakland, California, of course. He's been helping out the homeless. He ran into a lady who was in a tent this week and gave her some food and some money and that kind of good stuff. And I think that's sort of cool because, you know, my homeless guy passed away a couple weeks ago, so we're missing him. And no, I'm not going to adopt another homeless guy, and I'm not going to get another dog probably. My dog died 18 months ago. I can't get another dog. Cutman says to me, you get another dog eventually. No, you won't get another dog. And as far as walking into homes again, I'm not going to walk into somebody like I walked in. I was walking on a break between shows, and I walked into him, boom, and that's how I met him. Hey, Holmes, what's up? And from that point forward, I was feeding him. At the end of the day, Holmes was probably about 48 to 50 years old, and he died on the streets of San Francisco. Part of the coronavirus? No, part of the homeless situation. So if you're going to reach out this week, reach out to somebody. You know, you see these people like at the side of the road when you come off the freeway, this and that, and they're all dirty and this and that. Give them $5. What's going to give them $10? Come on, it's not going to kill you. If you're able to put that money in your hand, you can give it to them, and guess what? You'll feel better. You'll feel good about it. Somebody said to me, oh, you know, you never know what they're doing with the money. Who are you to care what they do with the money? Just give them the money. Hopefully, they'll get something to eat. When I give money to women here in San Francisco, listen, you know what they say to me? What do I have to do for it? I said, you have to go get yourself something to eat. But that's what's going on here as far as feeding people. Reach out. Feed somebody. My man, Scott Cuddy, and I, we had Holmes. Of course, Holmes has passed. Maybe we'll adopt another guy, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you get emotionally attached to these homeless people. And when they go, because there's only two ways they can go. Either they hit the lottery and go to rehab and get a place to live, or they die in the street. Unfortunately for Holmes, he died on the street. I want to thank my guest today, of course, the great Larry Merchant, the esteemed HBO godfather, who appeared in hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, hour number two, wow, what can I say? The king of vocals. I'm talking about the man who's the lead singer both of Tower of Power and AWB, the current AWB lead singer, Mr. Brent Carter. What can I say? I am so impressed by him, boy. I just am. He's an amazing man, without a doubt. Now, I'm not talking about the singer. I'm talking about him as a man. So you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35, make that 36 plus years now of knocking out all bums. So next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most of all, don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, or don't forget, we're also on Anchor Podcasts.